Picture 1,000 flags waving in the breeze this Memorial Day weekend. Well, it's going to happen right here in Baltimore, and you can see it, enjoy it, and reflect on the message that it's intended to send. Joining us is Dan Simons, managing partner of the Hubbard Funeral Home in Arbutus, and Dan is also chairman of this event, the Charlestown Field of Honor. Dan, thanks for joining us. Tell us how this event has grown from an idea into reality.
Well, I'll tell you, we came up with the idea about a year ago, and we held the presentation over the Memorial Day weekend last year, and we just felt that Catonsville needed a larger-than-life Memorial Day tribute, and displaying these flags really creates a huge emotional event that is fitting for our area.
When and where will this take place?
Well, this year we'll be at the Charlestown Retirement Community in Catonsville off of Maiden Choice Lane. This year we're displaying the flags a full 7 days. So we'll commence on the 24th at 10 a.m. with an opening ceremony, and the flags will be displayed through the 31st. And on May 31st, weather permitting, we're going to have a firework display at 9 p.m.
What's the message that you want to convey beyond 1,000 flags waving in the breeze?
While the flags are incredibly impressive, and when you look at the red, white, and blue flying in the field, patriotism that you feel is outstanding. But truly, the event is to really recognize the thousands and thousands of veterans that have come before us and that are currently serving in our armed forces that truly keep us safe. And while it's a Memorial Day message, it really is a tribute to the veterans that have given so much. And with D-Day anniversary on the 70th anniversary, it's just fitting this year that we recognize them and the sacrifices they made in Normandy. And it really, this year is a little bit more intense than other years maybe because of that 70th anniversary.
How will you incorporate the anniversary of the D-Day invasion this year?
The fireworks display is part of that. But on our closing ceremony, we're arranging to have 8 D-Day veterans there that we'll honor and talk about.
Hey, Dan, how big are the flags? Where are the flags coming from? And more importantly, what will happen to the flags once this event is over on the 31st of May?
Each flag is flown on an 8-foot pole. So the flag itself is 3 feet by 5 feet large. And they'll be flown on 8-foot poles. And we work with the Colonial Flag Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization. And we actually sell each flag for $35, and the proceeds are actually going to a veterans charity called Operation Second Chance. So along with the veterans tribute, it actually is a charity event honoring a local Maryland veterans charity. At the close of the event, each person that purchases flag can either take the flag from the field and keep it, or they can donate it back to next year's event.
And it all gets started this Saturday. What time does it get underway, and is there an admission?
There is no admission. It's completely free. We'll start the opening ceremony at 10 a.m. We've got a military band that's going to be there and some other things. So it should be a really nice, fitting event. And then, like I said, it's going to be available for the public Saturday to Saturday, really. And we expect to have a lot of visitors, and we hope they all come.
And that's at the Charlestown Retirement Community, right?
That is correct.
In Catonsville. All right, Dan, once again, Hubbard Funeral Home steps up. Nice job. Congratulations. Thanks for joining us. That's Dan Simons, managing partner of the Hubbard Funeral Home and the chair of the Charlestown Field of Honor taking place this weekend.